Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish, where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kapitakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you. Okay.
Hello everyone and welcome back to episode two.
Two?
No, to episode two that we filmed today.
This is like episode what? 14? 15?
No, it's like 20.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
Welcome back to today's episode of the Lostish podcast where we, Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kapitakis, talk about things that actually are worth talking about in life.
So we were going back and forth between a couple options of episodes that we should talk about now.
And this one came up and I'm obsessed with this.
We decided we wanted to do something that potentially would be not necessarily controversial between me and Rose. Well, we'll see. I don't know. But it may be it's a controversial topic in general. We wanted to do something with a bit of spice.
Bit of spice.
And a bit of controversy.
Yeah, because not everyone's going to agree and we can agree to disagree if this is the case.
And it's called Why Are We So Addicted to Talking About Red Flags?
Why are we so addicted?
In today's generation.
Because we are so addicted to talking about red flags.
Because how many times do those things come up? Whether you're talking relationships, friendships, appearance, politics, everything. It's like red flag, red flag, red flag.
Like, it's actually getting relentless.
So we're actually going to talk about it now. So let's talk about it.
Okay. So, Emanuela, what is a red flag?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to give it such a Gen Z definition.
Do it, though.
But, like, okay, a red flag is just, I mean, how do I define it? It's a red flag. Like, it's just something that screams danger zone to people, but in like a very exaggerated and dramatic way. Don't go there. Don't go near that situation with a 10-foot pole because it's a red flag.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best way.
No, I honestly think like,
I describe it.
Yeah, I guess to me, a red flag is something that you need to be really, really aware of, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to relationships. And when I say relationships, I'm talking friendships too. Any connection with a single person, people like, oh my God, if they're treating you that way, that's a red flag. If they're doing this, that's a red flag. La, 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 la. So it's a heightened, I guess, caution or awareness of something.
Yes, that was such a better definition than what
thank
I gave.
Thank you. But I kind of got that from what you were saying. But I think the whole thing about the red flag is it has been, I guess, pushed so much by social media, especially platforms like TikTok, where every second person on there is talking about a red flag.
It's become part of our everyday language.
Yeah. If that person doesn't text you good morning, red flag. If that person doesn't like pay for all your meals, red flag.
And then you've got the people that A, take it again as truth, or B, look at it and go, this is just ridiculous. And this is why we say it's a controversial topic to talk about, because there really is the people that hop on the bandwagon and the people that are like, come on, like, are you joking? You're going to consider that a quote unquote red flag.
But I think as well, when people say red flag, I think it's such a form of black and white thinking. Because when you see something and you're like, oh my God, okay. Or if somebody says something, right? And you're like, oh my God, that's such a red flag. Like, give me an example. Like, if somebody says to you, like, I don't know, you know,
person always runs late.
This person is so late and like they're unreliable. Like, oh my God, that's such a red flag, right? You're making an assumption about that person and who they are, right? Which is very black and white thinking. And this doesn't discount things that are actually dangerous, right? If that person puts you in some sort of risky situation. But I'm talking about little things where it's like, oh, if that person didn't text me or that person, you know, said this or said that, that's a total red flag.
And I think a lot of the time, sorry, I'm just going to jump in there, but I think there's a fine line that people have started overusing this term because it's that again, that fine line between, are we like protecting our peace here, or are we trying to be in control of the situation because we may feel rejected with something that's being discussed?
Well, it's about control, right? Yeah. When we're saying, oh my God, this is a red flag, we're protecting ourselves from getting hurt so we don't go there and we don't have the opportunity to get hurt.
What I was trying to say is like, are we actually protecting our peace here by being like, look, that's genuinely a red flag, or are we just throwing the term out there to make ourselves feel more in control?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We think that term is going to make us in control when we're really not. But is it? Or is it just self-sabotaging? Because I think back to so many moments in my life, actually most recently, right? I've, you know, met someone and, you know, we're talking and things like that. And there have been a few things communication-wise, right? Where I've been like, okay, this person's clearly not a texter, and I love to communicate. And a lot of people have said to me, oh my God, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Except me.
Except you and some of my other really close friends. And that person has actually explained to me. And I made an assumption, right? When I didn't know this, I made an assumption of why they weren't really communicating with me. And I made it about myself. I made it about myself. And I was like, oh my God, this is a red flag. Like, I don't deserve this. Like, minimal communication. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. I literally in that moment made it about myself. And I reached out to that person and I said, what's going on? There's no communication. Like, I would, like,
in a more polite way.
In a more polite way. In actually a really, really appropriate way. In a very mature way, I just said, hey, like, I just want to reach out. I didn't make it about myself when I reached out because I had calmed down. And I was just like, I really would love to know where you stand as, you know, I haven't heard from you in 5 days. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what's going on? No pressure. I'm happy to talk over the phone about it if you please. And that person ended up communicating with me and we ended up talking about it. And it was a reason that I like would, it didn't even cross my mind. It was something like very severe, I guess, like medical related and things like that. And I was like, oh my God, I just made this whole assumption about who you were and I made it about myself and I had no idea what was actually going on. And look, there are going to be cases where people are just genuinely going to be dicks and you're going to be like, yeah, that's a red flag. But I said that to myself. I'm like, this is a red flag. And you actually said to me, you were like, wait, no, hold up. Like, we don't know this person and there have been quote unquote green flags throughout my whole time experience. With them experience, yeah. Except for this communication thing. And I'm so, so happy that I took a step back and I stepped away from the assumption that I made and I realized, okay, I've just made it about myself. All it takes is for me to ask, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And the response was like beyond. I actually felt so bad that I had made this assumption about that person. I'm like, oh my God, this person is going through so, so much mm-hmm. right now that I actually can't do yeah. that.
Well, we had actually turned around, but initially you had turned around and got red flag.
I'm like, done. I'm done. I can't do this.
No, this is actually the text messages I was getting.
Yeah. But it's because of my...
It's because we make it about ourselves.
We made it about ourselves. And a lot of it was because of my past and yeah. my past trauma and
re-echoing the toxicity.
Exactly.
It triggered something for you, which is completely fair. It triggered something in
me, for sure. and it wasn't, you know, anything personal about that person. It was a me thing. And that's something that I have to work through and get by.
But it was that on top of knowing that other people instantly would be like, if you were to voice this opinion to some people, they'd be like,
what are you doing? If he wanted to, he would like, yeah. you know, if he wanted to talk to you, he would talk to you like, this is ridiculous. And I asked you, I'm like, am I compromising my self-worth here? Mm-hmm. And you said, absolutely not. No. Don't listen to people that are just going to be feeding the bullshit of red flag, because yep. honestly, please run away from them because mm-hmm. you need an objective perspective and an objective point of view.
And I do say this from experience, like me and my boyfriend now laugh about it all the time, but I had said to Rose, and I say this to comfort her as well, but it's so true. If I had listened to all the opinions I had heard about me and my partner, we would not be together right now.
No.
But we have a very successful, loving relationship. So do not sit there and listen to stuff like that. Mm. I think another thing that's really important to talk about is like icks.
Oh my God,
icks. I think icks and red flag have just become this merged, big, like, judgment scheme that people just use
it's
nowadays.
It's an ick that they wear a backpack. It's an ick that they're wearing Crocs. An ick that they're wearing white socks with black shoes.
No, but people actually take this stuff seriously. I was in the car one day and my Apple CarPlay wasn't working, so I couldn't listen to my own music. So I put the radio on, and this radio show segment happened to be about, like, the host was basically asking people to call into the show and say what the biggest ick was that caused them to end a relationship. And we're not making this whole topic just about relationships, but it was just crazy because I was listening to this on my 45-minute drive to work a few months back, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, someone is actually saying that they ended a relationship because they bit a Kit Kat instead of breaking it.
What?
Or that they sneezed and the sneeze was weird.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to judge someone, but don't get me wrong, like, I will sit there and go, bruh, cut the Kit Kat, like, it's pre-sliced for you. But I'm not going to sit there and end a relationship over it. But people do.
That's wild behavior. That's crazy to me.
I was listening to this and I was in shock.
Look, I understand, like, having a bit of a laugh and being like, oh my God, you're an idiot. Like, what are you doing? Like, biting into the Kit Kat. But ending a relationship, like...
No, I'm serious. I don't, that one has stuck because I heard it and I was like, you've got to be joking and they got me right down. Now.
Look, I'm going to be honest. The amount of times I've been like, oh my God, like, that's such an ick. I've said it a million times. I'm not going to lie. But when I take a step back and I actually realize, what does that even mean? What does that actually mean? Because people are making it this, like...
I think we can talk about the debunking. I think the statement we were talking about, the... If they wanted to, they would. Into this red flag situation quite well.
Yeah, now that statement, okay, here we go, guys. If they wanted to, they would. Mate.
I actually don't agree with that to an extent.
Okay, this is the thing. I used to live by that statement. I used to be like, if they wanted to, they would. Blah, blah, blah. I used to say that to everyone. And
can I just say, I recommend people watch this episode on YouTube because our exaggeration in this episode and the hand gestures is so funny.
Please go and watch this on YouTube because we're like, I actually feel like I'm actually passionate about this. But as I was saying before, I used to be an avid user of that statement before I actually had a bit of life experience. But I don't think I could ever use it the same way that I did before, because when we're using this term, same with red flag, same with, we are diagnosing someone else's behavior.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at ourselves when half the time we're being the problem.
Exactly. And it's almost like a coping/protective mechanism when you say, oh, if they wanted to, they would. Dude, it's actually a very, very selfish black and white statement, because sometimes in life, shit happens and people can't. If they wanted to, sometimes they can't.
And you know what?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
And I heard this girl talk about it once and I was like, you are so right, because sometimes I couldn't understand... I think it was with love language, and she was like, don't assume that your love language is the same way someone else wants to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't assume that your friendship, the way that you show your love within a friendship even, is the same way someone else receives it well. And I was like, wow, maybe that's what it is. Like, for example, if you voice that, hey, even though you're not this type of person, I would love to be receiving flowers once a month.
Mm-hmm.
If they listen to you, even though they may not care for the flowers, that's what matters. It's not, well, if he wanted to, he would give you flowers every month.
And he doesn't want to give you flowers.
I might not bloody like flowers. I might want a letter. I might want my dinners. I might just want time with you.
Mm.
But it just depends on how you voice and how there's nothing wrong with expressing what you
also
want.
Also, on that, people show up, right?
Differently,
yes. But people show up from what they know, from their childhood experiences, from how they saw their parents. It is so much deeper than you actually think.
Yeah.
Because the way that somebody shows up doesn't mean they're a good or bad person, right? If that person isn't showing up the way that you expect them or the way that you want them to show up, that's not about that person, because maybe that person doesn't have the capability, or maybe that person doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that doesn't they don't
mean
they
want love you any less.
Correct. No. And I've really realized that in my relationships with people, in my friendships with people, in the way that I look at life, I'm like, it's not if they wanted to, they would. But it also applies to so many other things, right? Like, I mean, I, even with my acting, right? I said in previous episodes that, you know, I've gotten very close to very, very big projects that would be absolutely life changing. And I used to have a black and white thinking, way of being like, oh my God, like they don't want me. Like if they wanted to, they would, and like stuff them. Well, no, because from what I know, the producer wanted me, but the director didn't want me. Or it was maybe because I looked way too much like the lead or whatever it was. It is so much more deeper than you actually think it is. And you can apply it in
surface level.
Yeah. And you can apply it in anywhere in your life. Mm-hmm. Right. So just don't let it self-sabotage you or your relationships with people. Look, if this person is genuinely treating you like shit, I'd hope you're smart enough to realize that you need to step away from that situation.
Like, for example, in Rose's situation, when she went to a friend last week with saying like, okay, this and this happened on this date, they were immediately like red flag, whereas I stepped back and went, hold on, not necessarily. And this is not me talking myself up. It just goes to show. This is going to sound so bad, but I think the first thing I said to Rose is, right, are these people in a successful relationship? And she said, no. I said, right, then stop listening to them.
True.
Like, why are you taking relationship advice from someone who is not in a successful relationship? I would say the same thing about a business. The people that will sit there and tell you time and time again that you're doing it wrong or you're not trying hard enough or you're doing this, I guarantee you they don't have a business, not even gotten close to starting one. Do not take advice from people that are not in the position that you want to be in, because their advice will 99% of the time not be coming from a good place or be coming from a place that they think they know but they know nothing about.
Well, that's what I used to think. I used to say, oh my God, if they wanted to, they would, to friends and stuff, and before I ever experienced relationships and whatnot.
Mm.
Like it honestly went to show, because I didn't know it. I didn't know much at all. But now that I've actually had life experience and have been through a lot in my life, that I'm lucky enough to now share my wisdom and share my knowledge with other people. Look, I'm talking as if I'm Mahatma Gandhi, but I'm not. I'm not. But I will praise myself on the fact that, like, I do give good advice, and I've really come to myself being very direct and honest with people. And I'm really glad that I maintained my connection and my relationship with this specific person that I was talking about with the whole texting thing before, because that person is a really good person. And I was this close to being like, nah, fuck it, red flag, because of me and my past. And
not only you, an external perspective.
And external factors, and actually talking to people like you and like some of my really, really close friends who have, you know, life experience and experienced amazing relationships. The advice was, no, actually, just take a step back. Communicate this with that person and go from there, because you've just made it about yourself and you've made an assumption, right? You wanted to be in control of this situation. I did, because I felt like I had no control. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad, because the outcome has been great, and yeah, it's all good. So it's like, I think, you know, we've babbled on enough about this, but I'm really happy we spoke about this, because I think this generation is so caught up in this whole
icks and red flags.
Virality of these sayings and like,
and taking it for truth.
Taking it way too literally. And there's such a danger in labeling things when really just take it for what it is. Mm. Don't deep it. Like, yeah.
And can you also, like, can we just start normalizing shifting the focus to the positives? Like, can I just say,
yeah,
instead of pointing out all the red flags, why don't we point out the greens? Because even in your situation, this isn't just, again, this is something that applies a lot more to generic, like, day-to-day life. But even with your situation, if you had written out a list of all the greens and all the reds, the two reds that you had would not have outweighed the 55 greens.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, we're addicted. We're addicted to the negative and the complaining spiral, and we constantly just want to point out the bad. It's human nature. It's the way everything operates. It's the way the media operates. It's the way the world operates. People bond over complaining nowadays. How many times have you started over a conversation of someone being like, "How are you? Oh, I'm really tired today."
Or even if somebody says, "How are you?" Yeah, good.
I've actually made boring. A habit now in my customer service job of when people say, how are you today? I actually say, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah.
I don't say I'm good. I say I'm great, because 90% of the time the reaction is, oh, you're great. That's good. And it starts another conversation. Stop pointing out the negative. It actually gets draining.
But it also programs you to have a negative day. Yeah. Like you manifest, like you are what you are what you think. Is that what I'm trying to say?
You are what you everything. What, you're what you eat. You're the people you spend time around. Yeah. You're the person like that.
You are what you everything. You are the facts.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. So I think let's shift the focus. We're going to end it on a positive note and say,
stop sabotaging yourself. No. Stop sabotaging your relationships. Stop it with this viral TikTok trending quotes, icks, red
flags. The cancel culture, the icks, the red flags, enough.
Stop it.
Enough is enough.
And that's a lesson for me, and that's a lesson for you too.
Yes, it's a lesson for everyone listening right now.
Yes.
Because we need to start reprogramming ourselves to focus on the green flags in our lives, and the green flags in people, and the green flags in every situation. Because guys, we are more fortunate than 99% of the world right now. Mm. I had to say it. If you've got a device and you're listening to this and you have enough time to spend half an hour of your day listening to the Lost Stitch podcast, you're more well off than 99% of the world now. Oath. So focus on the green flags, and that's where we're leaving it.
All right. We love you guys, and stay tuned for the
next episode of
the Lost
Stitch podcast.
Bye.